Welcome to the Muse Dreams Podcast, a place to discover how to bring your art out of hiding or to the next level. I'm your host, Mia Walters. I'm an artist, the creator of the Muse Activation Method, and a certified active dreaming and intentional creativity teacher. I will be your guide on this adventure to awaken your creative inspiration at the source. By bringing together rich wisdom from diverse disciplines, we will activate the limitless possibilities of your muse. I'm so grateful for you and glad you're here today. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into the concept of the muse, what it is, the vital role it plays in creativity, and how you can connect to it in your own life. The muse is more than just a source of inspiration. It's the guiding force that brings our creative visions to life. Whether you're a painter, a writer, a musician, or simply someone who feels that inner pull towards creativity, the muse is your partner in the creative process. But what exactly is the muse? Throughout history, the muse has been described as a divine source of inspiration, a spirit, a goddess, a supernatural force that whispers ideas and images into the minds of creators. The ancient Greeks believed in 9 muses, each responsible for a different art or science, guiding poets, musicians, and philosophers alike. But beyond mythology, the muse can be understood as that inner voice or intuitive feeling that leads us to create. It's the spark that ignites our passion, the flow that carries us through the creative process, and the force that helps us manifest our deepest visions. The muse is deeply personal, unique to each individual, yet universally present. We all have access to this creative force, but connecting to it requires intention, openness, and practice. That's where the Muse Activation Method comes in, a process I've developed to help artists and creators consciously connect with their muse, to tap into that wellspring of inspiration whenever they need it. So how do we connect with the muse through the Muse Activation Method? It all starts with creating space, both physically and mentally. We need to create an environment that welcomes the muse, a space where we feel comfortable, open, and ready to receive. This could be your art studio, a quiet corner of your home, or even a spot in nature where you feel at peace. Once the space is set, the next step is to enter into a state of presence and mindfulness. This is where the Muse Activation Method really begins to work its magic. The basic pillars of this method are energetic manifestation, setting clear intentions for what we want to create or transform in our lives is where we begin. This is about aligning our thoughts, emotions, and energy with our desires. This is getting into the manifestation consciousness of creating. This can also be used practically for manifesting your desires and using creativity as a tool for bringing those desires into form. We'll go into more depth on this concept in another episode. Next is the intuitive and intentional art practice. The creative medium that I most often tap into with my muse when creating is painting. Whatever art calls to you and comes through your inner muse, these principles apply. Through the intuitive and intentional art practice and painting process, we invite the presence of the muse, the divine source of inspiration and creativity, by surrendering to the flow of energy and allowing the inner muse to guide our brushstrokes and process. We access a deeper level of creativity and self-expression. Listening into our muse, the truest essence and source of our creativity, we can also quiet the inner critic. The inner critic desperately wants to keep us safe, but in trusting the muse, we can reassure that voice of fear into trusting and letting go. Creativity is a powerful energy to infuse into our intentions. This process helps to anchor our intentions physically in matter and our bodies. Next, we have deep inquiry. And deep inquiry involves asking ourselves powerful questions to uncover limiting beliefs, fears, blockages that may be holding us back. And by shining a light on these aspects of ourselves, we can begin to recode them and make space for growth and transformation. Deep inquiry encourages you to explore and confront these challenges and gain clarity to create space for growth and aligning yourself with your desired manifestation. To get clear on your desires, going into deep inquiry around why we desire to bring forth something or to transform and change something is powerful. The deeper, the better with asking powerful questions. Through this deep inquiry, we can reach those hidden recesses of creativity that will nurture our art to flourish. Next, we have active dreaming. By journeying into alternate realities using active dreaming, we activate the creative power of our subconscious mind and our dreams. Navigating life as a waking dream and accessing the power of your dreams to uncover deeper sources of healing, vision, and wisdom is something we are all born with being able to do. Through dissolving barriers and connecting with the essence of your true nature and desires and what has brought you to where you are on your path currently, through active dreaming, we can time travel, explore other dimensions of reality, and bring back meaningful treasure in the form of symbols that can inform our art. And the next pillar is sacred community. Experiencing deep support and encouragement in your path forward, when we gather in sacred circle to be witnessed and share with one another, we find strength and much needed connection in a world that feels isolated. Sharing our art is very powerful and can encourage to bring out our muse and to help quiet that inner critic. In the next pillar, we have sound and movement. To connect with our body and spirit, incorporating gentle movement practices to help release tension and raise stagnant energy allows for greater alignment with the creative process, keeping us grounded and anchored with our truest essence. Movement helps with a sense of liberation and empowerment by moving the body naturally and with how it feels good and not worrying about how it looks. And the final practice we have is intuition practices. So using tools like oracle cards, meditation, bibliomancy can help us tap into our intuition and our inner wisdom. These tools can be wonderful catalysts and support to inspire the creative process and deep inquiry, journaling, and active dreaming, helping to gain clarity along your journey and supporting all the other pillars. And through a combination of meditation, intentional movement, and creative rituals, we start to quiet the mind and open ourselves up to the flow of inspiration. It's about letting go of expectations and allowing the muse to guide us. Sometimes this means surrendering to the unknown, trusting that the ideas and images we need will come to us at the right moment. And other times it's about actively engaging with the muse, asking questions, seeking guidance, and being open to the answers that arise. And this involves deep listening to our intuition, our inner voice, and the subtle whispers of the muse. It's a practice that requires patience and trust, but the more we engage with it, the stronger our connection to the muse becomes. Over time, this connection becomes a wellspring of creativity that we can draw from again and again, no matter where we are in our creative journey. And today, I invite you to consider how you can gain or deepen your relationship with your muse. Whether you're just starting out or you've been on this creative path for a while, there's always more to discover, more inspiration to tap into. And remember, the muse is always there, waiting, ready to inspire and guide you on your creative endeavors. And I've prepared a short invocation poem to invoke the muse that you might enjoy before beginning a creative session, when you're setting your space. Muse of light, muse of shadow, my inner sight, the inspiration of my heart. Show me the path to my art. From depth within, I call to thee, awaken now, unleash my creativity. Guide my hand, guide my mind, let truth unwind. I open now my heart, my soul, to the endless well of creative flow. Muse of my being, rise and shine, through my art, make your design. Let fear dissolve, let doubt subside, in your embrace I shall confide. Muse, awaken, dance with me, in this sacred space we shall be free. Until next time, keep creating, keep dreaming, and keep connecting with your muse. Thank you so much for listening to the Muse Dreams podcast. Follow us on your favorite social media at Muse Dreams Art and on our website at musedreams.com for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and to sign up for the Muse Letter and more. If you have questions or show topics, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so feel free to reach out and connect. Muse Dreams, a podcast for artists, dreamers, and spiritual seekers on the path of creative discovery.